So when I'm receiving everyone, I'm actually with you. They're saying I'm with you inside. It's really quite interesting how I'm receiving everybody. It's quite unique. I definitely do not resonate with the human element or aspect of myself, and much more from the divine light, from the divine tapestry. So this is for all, each of us to enjoy, for us each of us to enjoy the transition that is upon us, the transition that is requesting us, the transition that is truly ready to receive as we will stake our claim. So what we're staking our claim in is our higher self, our higher presence, our higher allowance. And so when we offer ourselves to, you can say higher or holy, like I just like holy, to our holy admittance, meaning like our whole self, I just keep hearing like, won't you join in? Won't you join in? Won't you step in and have a turn? So we really want to remember that we're not broken at all. In other words, we've been functioning out of a split mind. We've been functioning without our whole self, you know. So the more that we can, they keep saying this, like join in, join in. So we want to recognize, just imagine that your divine self is here and is requesting you, is signaling its readiness to have you join in. So the more that we will all join along, so when we join in or join along, they're saying to sing hallelujah. So what they mean by that is that's really all we need. We think we need all these missing parts or whatever it is that tickles our fancy. But what we really need is our own home. What we really need is our own light. What we really need is our own love inside. Because once we have that wholeness, once we're whole complete, then extraordinary happenings are going to occur because we're not waiting on another. It's sort of like we recognize that we're whole, and then whatever we need to begin, we just bring it out. So if we want healing, if we want whatever it is, it's right here inside of us, waiting to be introduced, waiting to be received, waiting to be explored. Now that's a very important part, is we recognize that there's more to us, obviously, than meets the eye, and there's more to us for us to assume. So anything where we can start really feeling that the door is opening. So you just want to imagine that what has been closed in the past, where just myself and I, my linear self, and that's all there is. So now there's a door or a portal or a signal of readiness or an entitlement where we can proceed. So when we proceed, we're welcoming in that dance, we're welcoming that partnership, we're welcoming our true persuasion, in that we rest in our divinity, we rest on our divine self. We recognize, we rest with our higher self and mind. And so we recognize the truth. And the truth that we recognize for one is the truth that we recognize for all. So we really want to feel how very, very different that is than how we normally process our experience called life. And we're always butting heads with ourselves, with our neighbors, with people on the TV screen. And so when we recognize the truth, the whole self, that is sincere, that is already here, that is ready to join with us, there's, how would I say this? There becomes like this urgency, and not an urgency like 911 ambulance, but an urgency where, why finish the old programming? Why finish the old conversation that's just gonna leave us in lack, that's just gonna leave us in sorrow? The reason being is like what's good today is going to change tomorrow. Duality, it's like nothing holds. So when we open up to our godliness, to our God self, to our higher presence, it's like we welcome that change. We welcome that place of new beginning. We welcome ourselves quite often. And they're saying quite often so that we understand to return again, and to return again still. So in other words, it's sort of like the old way of lackluster, of missing components, whatever. It's just never going to be self-pleasing. It's never going to work. It's never really going to satisfy. And so we're opening that door. We're walking on through into this new potential reality. So when they talk about like the unified field, it's always all here, but we haven't been looking. We haven't been paying attention rightly, meaning looking in the correct direction. So allow yourselves to be whole. Allow yourselves to travel inside. Allow yourselves to be, oh, what would be that word? Like they're saying to sing and dance. And what they mean by that is like the divine notes or the new song sheet or, you know, like the divine music. So when we sing and dance, it's a vibrational increase. It's a vibrational explosion. It's a vibrational readiness that is already inside as we will come home, as we will support, as we will look within. And so the more that we can take comfort in this place of new beginnings, in this new divine lifestyle, that every time we say yes, every time we obligate ourselves higher, it's like we offer ourselves in ready stance and ready presence, and then our divine self, all of our support, will come and greet us, will come and meet us strongly. So as far as we think we have to go, it's a little bit like you do your part, you do your best, and trust that they're right at the door. So in other words, they will meet. But again, we've talked about this previously, that it's sort of like this matching program. We have to do our part. If we're busy in duality, we're busy fussing, judgment, whatever, you know, our guides will go do something else and sort of wait on us, waiting for us to open that door, waiting for us to preview, waiting for us to try, waiting for us to connect, waiting for us to join in. So we really want to feel that signal of change where we're leaving, just following the mind, we're opening up the heart, and we're allowing God's glory within. So again, when we say God, Goddess, I am presence, higher self, whatever words ring true to you, but we want to realize there's more in attendance inside. So that means when we're following the programming of you know, the matrix or duality or whatever, that there's more in attendance inside, meaning our higher self's waiting to offer its contribution, waiting to say hello, waiting to be recognized. And so it's a little bit like we all continue to be distracted by the old verse. And then suddenly you kind of notice, like, I feel something else occurring. I feel something else exploding. I feel like there's more here. And let me have a look-see. Let me have a listen. So every time we have that listen, every time we stop the old approach and we signal our readiness for that new assertion, we're actually doing way better than we realize. Because it doesn't mean we have the full harvest. It doesn't mean things change overnight. And so sometimes they're saying some of us get a little frustrated a little too early. Like, we are growing, we are ascending, we are offering ourselves to heaven. But because we kind of have to like keep filling the cookie jar, so in other words, opening up to that light again and again and again, how would I say this? They're trying to get what they're trying to say to me, or saying to us, I should say. the more that we can be faith-filled in that, trusting that when we say yes, trusting that we try, that we're soon to receive. There's something about like what we think of is how would you say that, seed time harvest, whatever that is. So in other words, you plant the seeds and then, you know, we have that harvest later. So again, for some of us, a little bit more patience is desired, or a little bit more faith. So we're kind of settling in to this new lifestyle. So if we try once and we don't have instant success, or, you know, Jesus doesn't appear, whatever, to keep going. And again, when we think of Jesus appearing, of course, what we're opening up to is our own Christ self, is our own Christ establishment. And so this is what we're drawing upon. This is what we're welcoming in. This is what we're turning on. So allow yourself to receive your light in your true illuminated status, meaning that all the light that you can now hold safely, let it be so, let it occur, because this is our signaling that we're enjoying our new association, we're enjoying our new light, we're enjoying our new exposure. Again, it's not really new at all, it's always been there, but we haven't been privy to it. So we want to remember that we exist in many different vibrational capacities. So we have our conscious awareness in a certain vibrational capacity. We have our higher self. We have our I Am presence. All that is going on continuously all the time, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. So again, it's new because it's new in terms of our own association. But the more that we understand, it's standing ready. It's already present. There's something, they want us to take comfort in that. Like, it's not like we're not going to get it together, or I don't have a higher self. I mean, everyone does. And it's already here. We're the ones waking up to it. We're the ones claiming our destiny. So allow yourselves to receive your wholeness in yourself complete. So self-complete is, I need love, love's inside. I need intuitive awareness is inside. I need my I Am self, I need my I Am presence, I need my higher self. Everything that we seek is soon to be given, is soon to be demonstrated, as we will honor our how to say it, gosh, it's like inner explosion. When I say inner explosion, the reason I keep using the word explosion is it's like light. It's like a light show. And when I'm doing this with my hands, it's like the light is just sensational. I mean, I just feel like there are all these little light bubbles just like going off inside of me, like da, 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 da. So anything where we can receive this, establish this, agree to it, and allow that light to proceed. So again, when we receive what we think of as life, we can receive it on different stages and different levels of consciousness. And when we offer that light, when we embrace that light, when we welcome that light, that light is going to turn on our life. So in other words, we see with spiritual sight. So what you would normally see with just physical sight, you're going to see anew. You're going to see your whole self complete. So again, allow yourself God's glory, God being our God self, glory being like that wondrous awakening, that wondrous welcoming. So receive, 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 and so it is. So they're asking me just to take another pause and just sort of like, they're saying contemplate, but what they mean is just sort of surround everyone and establish it. So secure its placement, secure its receivership, secure its new beginning. Oh, so good. I mean, it's just getting...